Random House Audio presents Double Cross, the true story of the D-Day spies by Ben McIntyre. Read for you by John Lee. For Cullum, Pablo, Minnie, and Wilf. Tangle within tangle, plot and counterplot, ruse and treachery, cross and double cross, true agent, false agent, double agent, gold and steel. The bomb, the dagger, and the firing party were interwoven in many a texture so intricate as to be incredible and yet true. Winston Churchill. The enemy must not know where I intend to give battle, for if he does not know where I intend to give battle, he must prepare in a great many places, and when he prepares in a great many places, those I have to fight in any one place will be few. And when he prepares everywhere, he will be weak everywhere. Sun Tzu. Preface. In the summer of 1943, a genteel and soft-spoken intelligence officer, wearing tartan trousers and smoking a pipe, put the finishing touches to a secret weapon he had been working on for more than 3 years. This weapon, unique in its power and unlimited in its range, was quite different from any built before or since. It was so shrouded in secrecy that its inventors were, for some time, unaware that they possessed it, and unsure how to use it. This weapon did not kill or maim. It did not rely on science, engineering, or force. It did not destroy cities, sink U-boats, or pierce the armor of panzers. It did something far more subtle. Instead of killing the enemy, it could make the Nazis think what the British wanted them to think, and therefore do what the British...